At a holiday tamale-making workshop in Flagstaff, participants set about preparing their ingredients. They grate cheese, chop cilantro, and soak chilies and corn husks in tap water. But how would they feel if the water being used in their meal was treated wastewater?
I'm not comfortable saying, treated wastewater, but...
My understanding is you can't filter out pharmaceuticals. That's what freaks me out.
I mean, that's where we have to move next, because fresh water is not... in abundance, and 7 billion people in the world, we're going to have to use treated water.
For decades, many countries, including England, France, and Australia, have been using treated wastewater as drinking water. And even here, some cities, in Texas and California, have proposed similar plans. It's hardly anyone's first choice, but it may just come to that.
But, you know, that's the boat that the whole nation is in, and the whole world is in, for that matter.
Chuck Graff is a hydrologist with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. He says the state is already using reclaimed wastewater for a number of things, including agriculture, irrigation of parks and athletic fields, and power plant cooling. But it's also being recharged into aquifers across the state, which means it could commingle with drinking water supplies at some point.
You only have a few options of where treated wastewater from a wastewater treatment plant can go. So it doesn't just evaporate and sort of go away.
Graff says most of Arizona's wastewater treatment plants can remove up to 99% of known chemical and biological contaminants currently regulated by the Environmental Protection Agency. And nature's underground filtration process removes some, too. But with tens of thousands of pharmaceutical drugs, personal care, and household products going down the drain, it's impossible to know if everything that should be filtered out is being filtered out.
There's multiple compounds, and every compound has its own chemistry. So getting rid of all of them is really a big trick.
Kathy Proper is a biology professor at Northern Arizona University. She studies how the chemical compounds known as endocrine disruptors in treated wastewater affect developmental behavior and reproduction in certain aquatic species.
So the situation with endocrine disruptors is they're called emerging contaminants. A lot of them have no regulatory oversight. Wastewater is regulated for a lot of biological contamination, for color and turbidity, but it's not regulated for these emerging contaminants yet. So the regulation hasn't really completely caught up to the science.
Proper says some published studies show reproductive mutations in some species living in effluent discharged from wastewater treatment plants. And scientists are beginning to look at how exposure to treated wastewater could affect humans. Brad Hill is the director of utilities in Flagstaff.
Nationally, there's a lot of eyeballs on this, and there's a lot of money being funneled into how we treat, or can we treat, for these compounds of concern.
Hill says that is the lingering question. It remains unclear whether Mother Nature's underground filtration works any better or faster than filtration done at a wastewater plant. This becomes especially important as demand for drinking water outweighs supply.
We project that as the community grows, reclaimed water is the only source of water that grows along with the community. So the question becomes, what does the community want to do with it? How do you want to treat it, and how do you want to use it?
Tonight, the Flagstaff City Council will hold a panel discussion on the current uses and research regarding treated wastewater. It begins at 6:30 this evening at NAU's Du Bois Center and is open to the public. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole.